Hi guys, welcome back to the Shannon Show podcast. So today's episode is going to be a review of RuPaul's Drag Race UK episode 4. For those of you watching on YouTube, please subscribe to my channel. I'm just over halfway to 1,000 subscribers, which I need to be eligible for monetization. So please consider subscribing to my channel to support my channel. And thank you to everyone who already has. So without further ado, let's get into the review. So obviously today's episode is the long-awaited episode of this season and of really any season of RuPaul's Drag Race is Snatch Game. So in my last podcast, I kind of said, you know, there was a rumour, it wasn't really confirmed of who was playing who for Snatch Game, and obviously that was proven right. But before we get into the Snatch Game kind of commentary, let's kind of talk about the beginning of the episode. Obviously, coming back, Davina, she's feeling fly after her win. And she kind of, in the confessional, she kind of says, like, you know, her strategy is she's going to play nice and then destroy her competition. I'm not really sure about Davina's gameplay. I kind of feel like she's a confessional gangster. She's all talk in the confessional. But I just feel like she's an overall just... she wants to think of herself as a savage, but deep down she's a softie. Like, she's helping these girls. I just, as a competitor, I just don't understand the thing of, you know, obviously it's nice to have friends in the competition and whatnot, you know, company and stuff, being away from your family and friends. But at the same time, it's a competition, like there is a prize. So actively helping people elevate their performance, you know, I personally wouldn't do it. And I just feel like this whole I'm being nice, I think you're doing more than being nice. You're actually helping people out. And in the episode, we even see her giving, you know, somebody, like, you know, changing their whole outfit, like, and then they ended up winning the competition. They ended up winning the main challenge. So it's just like, Davina, like, it's okay to be, you know, a nice, helpful bitch. You know, not everybody can be a bad bitch, and that's okay. But what do you think about Davina? Do you feel like she's conflicted within herself? Do you feel like she is a dark horse, or do you feel like she's just somebody who claims to be a bad bitch, but she's really not? She's really just a nice one. But all I know, if I was in this competition, I wouldn't be helping any of these hoes. I'm busy, like, all the time. So, you know, obviously, as usual, there's the trash talk before the challenges. Bagger's talking it up again, like she usually does, calling out Cheryl. And I just feel like, you know, I just find it very interesting that she just, like, literally forgot about her, like, disgusting outfit last week that she managed to somehow get away with. So, obviously, the first kind of drama there is, like, obviously, we have the, you know, I feel like every season or so, there's always these two people that want to play one person, but, like, somehow somebody ends up just doing another character. There hasn't ever been a Snatch Game where two people do the same characters. So obviously Davina and Bagger both wanted to do Margaret Thatcher, and Davina ends up conceding, and then not only conceding but giving Bagger her nice clothes to play Margaret Thatcher. And, you know, obviously Bagger ends up winning the challenge, joint winner. And, you know, after the performance and everything, Davina basically says that she thinks that she could have done, you know, as good of a job as Bagger, and that she should have just went with Margaret Thatcher instead of the character that she did. And I definitely have to disagree. I just feel like Davina was not confident doing Margaret Thatcher, and she didn't think that she could do a better job than Bagger, and that's why she gave it up. I just feel like if you are so, you know, obviously she was conflicted, but I just didn't see any, I just feel like it was kind of easy for her to give up, because she was like, okay, I'll be the one to give it up and I'll do a different colour. And she kind of, like, justified it as, oh, Bagger doesn't have anyone else to do, and I have this backup character, so I'll just do the backup character. Like I said, this is a competition, but I also feel like deep down, Davina knew that Bagger would do a better job than her. and that's why she gave it up. What do you think? Do you feel like Davina would have done as big a job and just didn't want to do the same character as somebody else? Or do you feel like she would have been outshone by Bagger if she did do it? I personally don't think that Davina is that strong in acting, and I think her confidence as well. So I think obviously it's easier to do a character when somebody else isn't doing it. Obviously there's that element of, not only am I competing against everybody else, but I'm now having to do extra because I don't want to be outshone by somebody else playing the same character. That again could add complexities to, in terms of your game plan. But I just feel like if you really thought that you could do as good a job as Bagger, or a better job than Bagger, you wouldn't have conceded. So yeah, let me know what you think on that situation. So obviously the Vivian, she had like three solid characters to choose from. We know that she went with Trump, but she also had Kim Woodburn as a character, and I don't know who the third one was. I think they were like somewhere, a Geordie character. I don't really know who he was. Obviously she did a tremendous job as Trump, but I would have loved to see her as Kim Woodburn as well. I think she definitely would have been able to pull it off, and it would have been very interesting to see. But what do you think? Do you feel like, even though Trump was good, do you feel like she should have just stuck with Trump, or would you have preferred her to has, or would you have preferred her to see her as Kim Woodburn? Let me know what you think. So Something Wrong, she had choices between Nigella Lawson and David Attenborough. And from my last podcast, I already said that I didn't think that David Attenborough would be a good character for Something Wrong to do. And I don't think that Something Wrong would have been able to pull it off on what I had seen. And I, you know, when I found out that she had another character to choose from, Nigella, and the way that she kind of did a little snippet of Nigella, I was like, that would have been, you know, survivable. I think Nigella would have been survivable for Something Wrong. But then the other girls were telling her, you know, just choose David Attenborough, you know, you really want to do it, just do it. And them girls set Something Wrong up. They set her up. They definitely set her up. Like, they set her up. And from that point, I was thinking, this seems like bottom bait, but I'll see. You know, maybe I might have misjudged Something Wrong, but, you know, it turns out I was right. And then, obviously, Davina chooses Julia Childs. Cheryl chooses Gemma Collins. And Crystal chooses something LeBlanc from the Golden Girls. I don't know who the hell she is. And Blue Hydrangea chooses Mary Berry. And the last episode, I said I don't know who she is, but now I do know who she is now. I recognize her now. In terms of the Snatch Game performances, the Vivian and Bag of Chips were the clear standouts, the clear strongest characters. In terms of Bag of Chips, like I said in my last podcast, I was interested to see where she was going to take it. I wasn't sure where she was going to take it. She went kind of down the kind of caricature. I think that's the pronunciation route, which I thought was quite interesting. You know, a lot of the, you know, the rich will stay rich, which I thought was quite interesting. But overall, a very good performance. But I think the clear standout was the Vivian. The Vivian, down to the voice, down to the makeup, like, she actually looked like Donald Trump. You know, the things that she was throwing back, like when she told, like, I think when Crystal tried to say something as her character and she was like, too old. Like, that was just spot on. Like, she embodied Trump. And I feel like Trump is already just an overall funny guy. Like, he's an unserious person. Like, he is a horrible human being, but he is quite funny. So I think definitely the Vivian was the best, period. In terms of like average performances, I think in the average tier, Cheryl I was disappointed with, I was actually, even though it was an average performance, I was actually disappointed in Cheryl's performance of Gemma Collins. I think it was very middle beat. You know, Gemma Collins is such a big character. She could have done so much. She could have started crying, shouting. I think it was just very tame. It was just like, yeah, my hair's frazzled. Yeah, I'm my designer vagina. Yeah, and I was just thinking, you are from Essex and you can't even do a Gemma Collins accent. Like, surely, like, I'm sorry, that is just disgraceful. That is disgraceful. To be from Essex and not be, and not even be able to embody Gemma Collins is disappointing. She could, you know, she was just speaking how she usually speaks, really. She's just like, yeah, my hair is frazzled. It's like, none of that. It's just like, you know, how Gemma Collins speaks. Like, she's like very dramatic. She wasn't dramatic at all. There's so much stuff that you could use with Gemma Collins that she just didn't do. So, what do you think? Do you feel like Cheryl did Gemma Collins justice, or do you feel like it was a very average, mediocre Gemma Collins? Blue Hydrangea. I think she was average, but I think, you know, average to almost good tier. I think she played it safe, but she played it in role, and she was quite funny. I feel like, you know, it was a different take on Mary Berry. I wasn't quite sure. Obviously, when I remembered who Mary Berry was, I was like, how can she make her funny? But she did it, and also linked it into the baking thing. So it wasn't just like, okay, this is so random. She was smart enough to link it in within the baking. So even though it was like, oh, okay, Mary Berry, but it was still tame. She was still able to get away with it. And the fact that she stayed in character as well, I think that was a very smart play from Blue Hydrangea. And yeah, I'm loving Blue Hydrangea's gameplay, actually. I think Blue Hydrangea could potentially be a dark horse. I think perhaps she could even get further than Crystal, actually. But let me know what you think about Blue Hydrangea. Do you feel like she could potentially be a dark horse, or do you feel like she could be one of the next to go? What do you think? And then obviously bottom tier, we got Crystal. Crystal, she had a few funny moments here and there. She was trying to get in there with the banter with, you know, Margaret Thatcher and Trump. She was trying to get in there. She was trying, but most of the time she really just wasn't really that funny. In terms of, and then obviously Something Wrong, we knew she was in the bottom period. It was just like, she could have, even though David Attenborough is, as a symbol, is not very funny. Like, obviously Trump, you know, there's a lot to do with Trump. Like, Trump already is a funny character. So I just feel like she could have done a lot more, like, took an inspiration from Blue Hydrangea. Obviously, Mary Berry essentially is just an old woman who likes to bake, but she managed to make her funny. So there were so many things that I feel like, even though it wasn't a great character to pick to begin with, there's so many things you could have done. When RuPaul asked her, you know, have you seen any endangered species? She could have said, good quality drag queen. She could have said, loyal bitches. All of this stuff, like, she could have gone down various routes. She could have gone down the creepy scientist route. She could have done the creepy animal lover route. She could have done the crude old man route. You know, anything that would have kept her safe. She wouldn't have won with David Attenborough, but she could have been safe with David Attenborough. So I was just like, what are you doing, girl? Your makeup looks a mess. And yeah, you know, all of that time you spent steaming that shirt was for nothing, girl. And I just already knew that she was in the bottom at that point. But what do you think? I feel like she should have gone with Nigella. But if she had gone with Nigella, do you feel like she still would have been able to redeem herself and have been safe? Or do you think that she still would have been in the bottom? Let me know. And then obviously Davina. she wasn't funny at all. I don't think she cracked one joke. The one joke that she did was not funny at all. And I actually thought she was going to be in the bottom two. I knew she was going to be in the bottom three, but I actually thought she was going to be lip syncing for her life with that performance. And yes, I guess there was a lot of talk of Brexit in the Snatch Game, and I have watched a few commentary like Matty Rants. So for international fans, you might be confused about why Brexit is such a big deal. Obviously, I think most people know that Brexit is Britain kind of exiting the European Union, but I guess a lot of people don't know why it's caused such commotion and such fuss and protest. So basically, giving like a kind of rundown, this is going to be like less than 5 minutes. So basically, the whole drama started before the actual vote. People were kind of saying that it shouldn't have been made a vote in the first place, and you know, people were saying that, you know, the kind of campaigns were illegal. So obviously there's the Remain, people saying that we should stay in the European Union, we should stay in the Union, it's beneficial, it makes us money, it's worth what we're paying to stay in it, and you know how Leave are just a bunch of like racists and anti, are very like xenophobic and don't like immigrants, and you know, a lot of extreme far right groups are supporting it, so you know, it's just being very shady. You know, Leave side, you know, there was a significant amount of people like from like far right groups and nationalist groups saying, you know, we should, you know, be hard on immigration. So many people are coming into the country claiming that they're refugees when they're not, and taking all of our jobs and our benefits, blah blah blah, the usual. And then there were some people that said that they want to have, they don't like the control of the European Union, they want to set their own rules, they want to set their own markets, you know, set their own laws, because there's stuff like human rights laws that some people don't agree with. I guess, you know, the main bits people agree with, but other bits people don't agree with. And then people just saying that they just want a different system of immigration, like a points-based system, blah blah blah. So then that was the whole kind of argument. And then I guess, because obviously the country as a whole majority voted to leave, but in terms of the margins, it's quite small. It's something like, it was actually quite a close vote. Like, it wasn't like a clear winner. It was very close. So then that again caused an argument. And then it was just like some people were disappointed because I voted to remain. I'm not going to get into that. And then also, as like a country as a whole, it was quite split. So I voted to remain. Where I live in London, 90% of London voted to remain. So then it was kind of like, oh, like now we have to leave, but we don't really want to leave. And there's people saying that, you know, not everybody knew all the facts, not everybody knew it was going to be like this, so let's have a different vote. And people saying, no, we voted for Brexit, so we should just get on with Brexit. And then people are saying, well, we want a specific type of deal if we want to leave the European Union. We don't want to leave with a shitty deal, we don't want to leave with no deal. And then there's the other side that is saying, well, we voted for Brexit, so Brexit means Brexit, so we're going to leave whether we have a bad deal or we have no deal at all, because we are this powerful country and we'll be all right, blah de blah de blah. And the other side, of course, is saying we should get another vote, you know, it's just not going to be very beneficial for us if we leave, period. So it's just going back and forth, really. And like, obviously with the government, there's been like three different prime ministers this whole time. Obviously this was like 3 years ago, so it's been dragging out. And some people are saying, you know, they just want it over and done with. Some people are saying they just don't want Brexit at all. And like, currently the prime minister, he's not really respected. So like, all of the things that he wants to put through the parliament are saying no, so that's just kind of longing out the process. Of me being somebody who's living through Brexit in terms of my life, I'm not gonna lie, it probably hasn't really changed that much. The only thing that I have noticed is that going on holiday, I don't get as much money when I exchange my money. That's kind of the thing. That's just kind of my rundown. That's just, yeah. So yeah, hopefully that catches you up to speed with everything. And also, continuing on with the whole political commentary, obviously, each season they kind of like put in a kind of political section. So I guess this season, Blue Hydrangea was kind of talking about how in Northern Ireland, and he can't get married to his boyfriend because gay marriage is not legal. And, you know, in the UK, kind of Northern Ireland has been that kind of... almost it's just like behind everywhere else. Ireland really in general, I think the Republic of Ireland, I think it was around 2-3 years ago that they legalized abortion. Correct me if I'm wrong, I think the Republic of Ireland has legalized abortion, but they've definitely legalized gay marriage, but Northern Ireland hasn't legalized abortion or gay marriage. And it's literally just a coincidence, because literally like 2-3 days ago there was a bill put through in the Northern Ireland parliament that basically legalized abortion and gay marriage. So by February, so in February, gay marriage in Northern Ireland is going to be equal. And, you know, a lot of the more like traditional people who represent the parliament in Northern Ireland are upset. I think most of them are more upset about the abortion rather than gay marriage. But obviously there is some resistance. I think they're kind of focusing on an abortion right now. So I don't think there's probably going to be as much pushback to gay marriage. I think they'll kind of just focus on abortion at this point. So it was just kind of like a coincidence that it was this episode, because it can't have been planned. So yeah, so I guess Blue Hydrangea and his boyfriend are going to be able to get married in February, because they had this kind of pact that they weren't going to get married until it became legal in Northern Ireland. So yeah, that was great. So yeah, it was like quite freaky, but yeah, definitely it's about time. So this week the category was weird science, and I think the best outfit was Davina. She's consistently been putting out the looks, but this look was really interesting. I really liked the bubbles, because it's quite simple to come out in a kind of bodysuit jumpsuit, but I think she made it unique with like the bubbles and stuff, so it wasn't just kind of like grass and stuff and like a blue paint. I think she was very creative with it. In terms of the worst outfits, I think Blue Hydrangea was not my favorite outfit. I feel like it was just fabric and a paper mache eye, and then Something Wrong. It was just cheap. I was like, is this meant to be like Britney Spears? Oops, I Did It Again. And then just like the makeup. And I'm just like, Something Wrong. Like, I really want to root for you, but you know that you did shit at Snatch Game. You know you did shit at Snatch Game. So, and then on top of that, you're going to bring a shit runway. You're not doing any favors for yourself, girl. And I wouldn't say Vivian's look was bad, but I was quite disappointed because she's been turning it out consistently these past weeks. But I was quite disappointed in the Vivian's outfit. I thought it looked very basic. I think that the ribbed bodysuit looked like something out of Primark. The colour was really bad. I do agree with whoever who said it looked a bit poopy. Like, it was just not the right shade of brown, honey. And yeah, I think it was a bit of a cop-out from the Vivian this episode. But let me know what you think of the Vivian's outfit. Did you like it? Did you think it was creative? Or were you expecting a little bit more from her? So obviously, the judge critiques. Obviously, when it comes to Davina, she said that she should have done somebody else. That she should have picked Posh. And then when they asked her to do an impression, she basically said in like Posh's, pretending to be Posh, that, you know, to Jerry, because she was a guest judge, that basically Jerry was irrelevant and that she has too much time to like be on tour or something like that, because obviously Posh wasn't a part of the Spice Girls tour because she just didn't want to be a part of it. And you know, Posh is out here making money, she don't need to be you know out here lip syncing for money, you know. So yeah, that was a bit awkward. Like, Jerry was just like, yeah, you kind of took it a bit far. So I was just like, Davina, what are you doing, girl? They after the critiques, like I said, I was pretty sure the bottom three was going to be Davina, Crystal, and Something Wrong. Backstage after the critiques, Davina was getting very aggy. She had like a little tantrum, and she was like, oh, like, I always do this. I always let other people take up space, and I'm not doing that anymore. I hate people talking over to me. When I'm speaking, I'm fucking speaking. Nobody better speak above me. And she was just having her little moment. And I was just like, Davina, bitch, you need to get a fucking grip. Like, you are a big woman, big man. Like, get a fucking grip. Like, you know, all of this, oh, I've been letting you guys, letting you... Nah, bitch. Just accept the fact that you're not that bitch. You're not the person who is, you know... Like I said, I think Davina is in denial about who she is as a person. I think she perceives herself as this baddie bee, and she's just not. I just think she just needs to, you know, accept her place and just focus on her competition. Like, I just feel like she's hanging on to, like, really trivial things. So obviously the winners were Bagger and the Vivian. They gave them a joint win. I don't think it should have been a joint win. I think the Vivian was a clear winner there. Who was it? Michelle even said that, you know, I think basically alluded to the fact that the Vivian was probably like the best Snatch Game character in Drag Race history. What do you think? I think she could be saying something. There's been so many seasons that I can't, they've been, you know, there's been so many seasons, and, you know, I think every one or two season there is somebody who's just like, wow, like, you did such a good Snatch Game character. I think it's safe to say she's in the top three. What do you think? Do you feel like they've over-exaggerated the Vivian's abilities? Do you feel like in Drag Race history there's been better Snatch Game characters? Or do you feel like she's definitely, if not the best, then at least top three? What do you think? And do you think that it should have been a joint prize? Do you feel like they should have just given it to one of them? And do you think that the Vivian should have won by herself? Or do you think that Bag of Chips should have won by herself? Let me know. Bottom three, Crystal, Davina, and Something Wrong. We all kind of knew. But I was surprised that they saved Davina. I wasn't surprised Something Wrong was in the bottom, obviously. Maybe if Jerry Halliwell was the judge, maybe she would have been safe. But in terms of being in the bottom, I thought Crystal did slightly better than Davina. I think Davina literally bought absolutely nothing. I forgot about her. She was forgettable. At least with Crystal, there was like one joke there, but at least I remembered her in there. Like, she was at least trying to take up space. But I think because Davina is a stronger character, a stronger competitor than Crystal, perhaps that's why they saved her and they gave her a little pass this week. But what do you think? Do you feel like Crystal should have been in the bottom? Or do you feel like Davina should have been in the bottom? Let me know what you think. So obviously, the lip sync again, you know. It wasn't the best lip sync, but you know what? It was a really fun lip sync. Like, I really enjoyed it. Spice Up Your Life. Love the fucking song. So I thought it was a really nice, fun lip sync. You know what? You know, obviously we know the results. Something Wrong didn't win. I think Crystal was the right choice. She kind of did her kind of weird character that she was doing. She kind of stuck to that. I don't know how she did that lip sync with the mouth stretcher in her mouth. That was commitment. You know, Something Wrong, she brought it. You know, she gave it her all. I really respect her lip sync. And even though she wasn't polished and, you know, it was her time to go, I am going to miss her on the show. And yeah, I was really proud of her lip sync. And yeah, it's quite sad. You know, no POC queens left. There was only two and they went back to back. It's quite sad. But it was her time to go. But let me know what you thought of the lip sync. Did you enjoy it or did you think it was just a rubbish lip sync? So on Twitter, everybody is praising the Vivian. Everybody says that she has like could be have a second career as a Trump impressionist. Some people are saying that she deserved to win it on her own. And some people are saying that she's the clear winner of the competition. And it's quite similar for Bag of Chips. People saying she did a really good performance. a lot of people are saying that she is the winner of the show. So yeah, let me know, but you, are you Team Vivian or Team Bagger? Who would you rather win the show if it was out of those two? Bagger Chips or the Vivian? I'm Team Vivian. On Twitter for Blue, people are saying that Blue Hydrator is underrated, and I kind of agree. A lot of people saying that they loved her outfit. I still feel like it was quite simple, to be honest. But yeah, let me know if you disagree. And some people are saying that they didn't like her portrayal of Mary Berry and they were quite offended by it. Well, you know, she did apologise. I personally liked it. As I suspected, a lot of people are insulted by Cheryl Hole's impersonation of Gemma Collins. People saying that she basically just did herself. And I agree. I think Cheryl Hole needs to have a sit down and think about what she has done. But yeah, it was not on, babe. I'm not really seeing anything on Davina other than that her looks were good, which they were. But yeah, let me know what you're feeling about Davina. There's a lot of support for Something Wrong. Some people are saying that they don't think that she should have gone. A lot of people saying that she did a better lip sync than Crystal. I think they both kind of did the same. I think Crystal, she was doing it in the style of her dress, and also she was still lip syncing despite having a mouth stretcher. So I wouldn't say that Something Wrong was like miles better or even better, period. Some people say that they actually liked her David Attenborough impression, that they don't think that she was the worst performance. I personally think that she was. But yeah, I'm definitely going to miss that she went, and I think she can definitely go out with her head held high. I think most of it was probably just on the quality that she has brought to the show in terms of progression. I don't think she would have progressed much. But yeah, let me know what you think. Do you think Something Wrong being sent home was the wrong decision or not? What do you think? So yeah, that's the end of my podcast. And yeah, subscribe to my YouTube channel if you're watching this on YouTube, if you haven't yet. And until next time, guys, bye.